We feel good. We feel good. We just know, you know, coming up with a short week, we got to be mentally prepared and ready to face a tough opponent. And obviously any division opponent is a tough one. But we got to be ready mentally as well as physically, getting ourselves in good shape and in good health in a short week and be ready to go.
What's the key to a quick turnaround like this?
Just mental preparation. I think the biggest key is coming with a short week, learning first and second down, third down in such a short period of time. That you got to be able to do the extra study work at home and in the film room in order to stay ahead of the curve.
Is there a little extra bounce to this team coming off the win?
Absolutely. I mean, we feel confident. We feel, happy with what we put out there so far. But we know we got a long road ahead, and we got to be able to string these wins together.
Do you feel like you and Eli are starting to get back to where you guys were before? It's been a while since you were able to do the sausage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It feels like me and him are on the same page. We're understanding this offense more and more. The more practice time we get, the more timing we have with each other. So we're just excited to keep that ball rolling.
Coach talks about division. This is your first time out against the division role.
Yeah, we got to set the tone. We got to set the tone in the right direction, in the right pace, and we understand that, and we know that. And I think this team's hungry. This team's hungry to go out there and get a first division win and be able to carry it on from there.
Hey, Victor, you think about last year, you're always playing from behind the division. This is the first one. You know, how important is that aspect?
Very important. Very important to get off to a good start in the division. That's always something that, you know, we need towards the back end. So when you look at the end of the season and things like that, you want to be able to get these divisional wins early. But we got to be able to focus and prepare, and we got to take it one day at a time.
Derek Jeter retires on Sunday. Do you have any thoughts on his career and watching him play?
Just his legacy, man. It's unbelievable the things he's done in this city for his team, the leadership that he portrays, and this. Just little things that I try to carry on as well with the things that he's done with his team and be able to just be an amazing role model for children and people. That he's definitely someone that I've idolized for a lot of years.
How's Beckham looking out there? He seemed a little better today.
He looked good. He looked good. He's getting some of that quickness back. You can see him getting a lot of that pop back in his legs and things like that. So just happy to see him get back out there. Obviously, the more weapons we have, the better.
Good stuff. Trying to get a streak going now. I mean, losing streaks and go. And then get a win, maybe get something really going in a positive direction. I think the team really needs it.
Yeah, that's always the plan, is to kind of get a win and kind of string them together. I think we got to be able to put one win after another and really see where it takes us.
Victor, the run game last week was absolutely dynamite. How important is that going forward to get that respect from other teams' defenses?
I think it's very important. It's very important to have a balance of run and pass. But when Rashad is running the ball the way he is, it's tough to stop a team like that can, you know, you don't know what's coming. And then that helps the play action pass and things like that. So it's definitely good to get him going and to get that balance as well as running pass.
What would you take on being a visiting team on Thursday night? The first couple of weeks, the visiting team on Thursday night football has gotten pretty beaten around.
We're excited for the challenge. We understand that Washington's a really good team, and we know it's a divisional game, which means it's a little bit of added pressure there. But we're ready for it. We're prepared. We know exactly what it takes to get a victory, and we have to go out there and execute.
So the short week doesn't really play on your mind at all, either mentally or physically?
No, I don't think so. I think this the group of guys we have here understand that, and Coach Coughlin does a great job of, you know, drilling that into our mental, and guys are studying. We know what we have to do, and these last two days so far have been really good.